Thank you, delegates, for your indulgence. Really, thank you very much, especially this time.
And I thank you for your very, I think, really quite and very open discussion of the issues this morning. It is clear that this Codex family is divided, very divided. I would even say deeply riven between two choices. Recommendations were made to send this draft standard back to the committee at step 6, it having been on hold at step 8, or to adopt it at step 8. And it is between those points that there is a big, big divide. I have several observations to make before I give you my recommendation. The first is that there were certain questions about transparency and whether procedures have been followed and so forth. And I want to make it quite clear that procedures have indeed been followed. All steps have been taken transparently. Indeed, a narrow question was asked by the commission, very narrow question, was asked by the commission to CCRVDF, and that question was answered. Second, I want to observe that while we have heard very helpful opinions from the JECFA Secretariat today, that all of us should keep in mind that these opinions regarding the new Chinese data are opinions from the Secretariat. They do not constitute a full JECFA review. Remember also, and I wish to make this point very clearly because I heard a statement made contrary to this, JECFA is a key provider of scientific advice to us. It is a risk assessment body. The subsidiary bodies of this commission and the commission are risk management bodies. Risk management is a process by which science is considered. That's why we refer to ourselves in Codex as a science-based decision-making body. Risk management, however, rightly includes issues other than science. Indeed, step 6 of the step procedure asks for information on economic impact. That is clearly a question that goes beyond science. Several members intervening this morning have suggested, in most cases without saying so directly, that they have concerns about ractopamine that are in addition to the science that has been analyzed by JECFA and described by JECFA and debated at CCRVDF. It is somewhere in there that our failure to reach consensus is occurring. So I have a suggestion. I suggest that, and there will be several points here, so hear me out. I suggest that the commission consider holding ractopamine at step 8 and that this debate has made very clear, I think, to all of us, if we think about it, that just merely making the decision to hold at step 8 is not enough. It is advisable, I suggest, for the commission to take on for itself new work in which we devise guidance that we use when we hold, when we make the decision to hold at step eight. In other words, that we hold at step eight mindfully. I suggest that that guidance, which need not be elaborate, but that guidance in all likelihood should be developed through the Committee on General Principles, I suggest developed through a working group of member countries with interests in this matter, that the guidance would include questions such as a full explication, a full and complete description of all the issues that are blocking consensus. And I think it is clear that there are scientific questions here and non-scientific questions here, that a timeline accompany, that a timeline be developed for working through those issues, and that a deadline be established by what time the decision should be reached and the decision for consensus be brought back to this commission. And then I have a further point, that if the commission can agree to these decisions or these recommendations to hold at step eight, to develop guidelines when making the decision to hold at step eight, that that work, the development of guidance, be undertaken without prejudice to the draft standards that are currently in step eight. That is, bitter cassava, for which a plan already exists, RBST, for which no plan has existed for 10 years, and there would be a third draft standard, ractopamine, but that that development of guidance be done without prejudice to those draft standards, which means that if in the interim, if during the time that the guidance is developed, the issues about any one of those draft standards can be worked through in such a way that it seems to knowledgeable parties that consensus is likely in the commission, then that argument that the draft standard and the explanation and argument for consensus can be brought to this body at any point in time. I suggest also, of course, that the development of such guidance be done very quickly by General Principles, but carefully. So, it's a proposal with several parts. Again, I have the impression, the thinking, the sense of the Commission on this proposal. Canada, please.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. And let me express our appreciation for the deliberation that you've had. We can certainly agree with holding the ractopamine issue at step eight if indeed there is no consensus. However, we do believe that there remains value in trying to get beyond some of the current impasses, and we believe that there is some scope in that regard. We took note that in the comments made, any expressions of concern tended towards the science. And while you may indeed be correct that there are some additional things behind those concerns, this delegation didn't hear them. We also took note that all of those expressions of concern were in relation to pig meat. And so we would propose that the MRL be adopted as it related to its application in cattle, given that no concerns were expressed in that regard. We would also consider your proposal on devising guidance to normalize our management of items held at step eight. However, in the interim, we would prefer to see a very clear proposal on how we would resolve the issue of MRL for ractopamine in pig meat, in terms of it being held at step 8 at the same time, and we would propose that the commission consider an expert consultation convened very much on a priority basis to provide advice back to the commission in resolving what appears to be still a need to understand whether indeed any scientific considerations remain with respect to the establishment of an MRL, and that that advice be brought back to the next session of the commission for a decision. And I stress the point of for a decision, because we would prefer not to leave a tremendous amount of uncertainty as how we might move forward. In framing the question to be put to the expert consultation, Madam Chair, you might wish to consider the convening of a group of interests, perhaps over the lunch break, to very clearly frame the question that might be posed to such an expert consultation. Thank you.
Thank you, Canada. You've made several proposals, which we will need to consider. I'll ask the Commission whether it wishes to consider adopting an MRL for cattle, given the fair point that most of the discussion concerned pork. But with respect to your suggestion of an expert consultation on scientific issues, with an answer to the Commission next year, that's a question we'll have to discuss. I mean, as far as I know, there is a bit of a wait for the next JECFA meeting. There would have to be additional financial support for something to be done more quickly. But I emphasize, Canada, that while you may not have heard the issues expressed very clearly, I think it would be difficult for anyone to suggest that they're not there. They haven't been described clearly. I believe that there is some reason for why we can't talk about them clearly, but we have to get to the point that we can talk about them clearly and deal with them, or they will remain under the surface, essentially poisoning debate, poisoning our decision making in this commission. And I don't think we can afford that. We have to be able to make decisions quickly, and we cannot afford to just close our eyes to some issues that are standing in the way of decision making. And that leads to endless holds at step 8. We can't afford that. We pride ourselves on our open decision-making process, and there is a window yet to be opened, I think. A scientific expert consultation is an excellent plan, but I do not believe that it will resolve finally the issues standing in the face of final adoption of ractopamine. New Zealand, please, and Brazil, and then Brazil.
The general view put forward in terms of a process to resolve these issues in terms of risk management factors. But we also think that the primary issue that's been raised today is one of science and its appropriateness relative to the JECFA findings. And while there is any debate over the science, surely we need to resolve those scientific issues before we move on to looking at consideration of other legitimate factors, etc., in terms of risk management decisions. On that basis, we'd support the Canadian proposal. We believe that whatever the decision of the Commission on the MRLs currently before us today, we would like to reiterate the idea that a review of the general methodology in terms of estimating total dietary exposure to vet drugs is a very important part of that decision. And as Canada has suggested, this could take the form of an expert consultation convened in the very short term, and should also include a call for national exposure data for ractopamine as a case study. Of course, this must be immediate if we are to resolve the scientific issues around the MRLs as proposed today, and this raises the question of funding. So there is a challenge for this commission. If we are serious about resolving this issue short term, are we prepared as a commission to provide the money and the technical resources? And we all know that JECFA is considerably underfunded and under-resourced in these terms, and they would obviously be a very important part of any collection of experts. So if we did go down that route, a working group of this commission could establish the terms of reference and could also formulate the risk management questions to be answered, as suggested by Canada, including those for ractopamine, because we have all of the parties in the room that have a strong interest in resolution of this issue. So we would strongly support the suggestion put forward by Canada, and meantime, we would be happy to see the decision on the MRLs parked in time. Thank you.
Thank you. New Zealand, what was your, when you said all the decisions concerning MRLs, you were not then supporting Canada's suggestion that the MRL for beef be brought before the commission. You were not supporting that. All right. Thank you very much. Brazil, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Gracias por su sugerencia, pero nosotros no estamos de acuerdo con la sugerencia. Entendemos que la familia Codex tiene que seguir procedimientos y la base científica, que es una columna vertebral de esta institución. Y esto ha sido proveído de una forma muy clara por JECFA. Y obviamente ese es el organismo que tiene que hacerlo. No estamos tratando acá de cuestiones de impacto económico y sí de salud, y estas cuestiones de salud fueron claramente aportadas por el JECFA. Entonces, la posición de la delegación brasileña es que si no se adopta el MR en el trámite 8, nosotros queremos registrar en el informe de la reunión nuestras reservas, tanto con relación a el no seguimiento y la no obediencia de la comisión con relación a la base científica presentada, como también con relación a los procedimientos, porque los procedimientos fueron muy bien seguidos desde hasta la reunión del comité específico. Pero ahora entendemos que los procedimientos no están siendo seguidos. Una vez que la comisión tomó una decisión año pasado, el comité tomó una decisión este año y estas decisiones no están siendo seguidas por la comisión ahora. Gracias, señora presidenta.
Brazil. Thank you, Brazil. Chile, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Nosotros apoyamos su propuesta. Nos parece que, dado que hemos estado toda la mañana conversando sobre ractopamina, si de nuevo las posiciones empiezan a diferenciarse y se ponen intransigentes, vamos a estar toda la tarde también. Por tanto, creo que la más sabia es su decisión de haber propuesto que se mantenga retenida en el trámite 8, pero también queremos apoyarla firmemente en que el Comité de Principios Generales se aboque a poder trabajar y definir sobre el tema de retención. Entendemos que puede ser un buen mecanismo para el presidente, pero que se pueda definir tiempo, momento en que se toma, y puede ser una facilitación para poder llegar al consenso, pero que se define en principios generales el modo de actuar. Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, sir. European Community, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I congratulate you on your efforts to find a resolution of this very difficult issue. And I fully concur with your background analysis, particularly in relation to the role of JECFA. We all have enormous regard for JECFA, but we have to accept it's a risk assessment body. Our role is different. If JECFA's reviews, standards alone are the basis of our work, we don't actually need to meet. JECFA simply needs to publish its MRLs. But we have a structure in place, obviously, where we introduce the risk management concept and other factors that need to be taken into account. And you're perfectly correct. Very often, these factors stray beyond pure food safety issues. And I would like to dispel any impression that the European community is ambiguous on this issue. Quite to the contrary. We're very, very clear. For substances like beta agonists, we simply don't accept their use. We simply do not accept that healthy animals should be treated with such substances to make them grow faster. We can provide our consumers with very high quality, very safe products without using such products. And that policy will continue. But there is still a very, very constructive role that can be played in the Codex to ensure that these factors are discussed transparently and identified, and that essentially safety factors are isolated. And taking as an example our approach on melangesterol acetate yesterday, the European community can, in such circumstances, agree to standards being adopted against our opposition, where we make clear that notwithstanding the Codex opinion, our measures will remain in place for our deeply held views in relation to consumer perceptions on these particular substances. And then to conclude, I can only fully concur with the opinion of Chile. I think there's a lot of scope for a more transparent, clear debate on these issues in the CCGP that would finally allow us to make a clear distinction between safety and these other factors that would greatly facilitate our work. Thank you.
Thank you, EC. China, please.
谢谢主席女士。昨天上午我们听主席女士的讲话中间，讲到各成员代表团要认真听取反对的意见，接受妥协。今天上午就莱克多巴胺讨论的议题，存在着明显不同的两种观点，意见是完全相反的。所以说。 在这次基础上，我们感谢主席，以妥协的形式找出了一种可以让大家接受的替代方案。所以说，在此中国代表团表示支持，主席刚才发表的将莱克多巴胺的议题停留在第八步这个建议。但在此，中国代表团要需要指出的是，刚才主席女士讲话中。 提到秘书处还是捷克法说中国数据没有必要进行重新评估，我不清楚这话是怎么来的。 CCRDF 明确已经将中国数据请捷克法重新评估，列入到优先评估的目录里面，所以说我们还是要求捷克法重新对中国的数据进行评估，交由 CCRDF 经审议之后，再交由 CAC 大会进行审议。谢谢。Thank
you, China. Just a point of clarification. The JECFA Secretariat, I'm sorry if you misunderstood, the JECFA Secretariat did not say that the data should not be evaluated. They did not say that. I can have them say it themselves, but they did not say that. What I said was that the opinions of the Secretariat members here this morning did not constitute a full JECFA review, which is a different matter. I hope that's clear. Thank you very much, China. And thank you for your support. I will take Venezuela next.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Felicitaciones por su trabajo desarrollado hoy en la mañana. Para nosotros en Venezuela, la JEFA tiene una alta credibilidad. Sus trabajos pues, son ampliamente reconocidos. Por lo tanto, pues, no, para nosotros no hay lugar a dudas los resultados que ellos han llegado. Asimismo, vemos que se ha cumplido con toda una serie de procedimientos que vienen de años anteriores, de manera pues, que también toda esa parte ha sido cumplida. Por lo que Venezuela entonces insiste en que la ractopamina, la normativa para ella, debe ser aprobada. Sin embargo, pues, en aras de una amplitud, nosotros pudiéramos seguir escuchando algunas otras opciones. Pero Venezuela, repito, en principio está de acuerdo con que se siga con el procedimiento que se ha llevado desde hace mucho tiempo y que en virtud de eso, pues, este fármaco sea aprobado en esta reunión. Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Venezuela. I take it then that you do not agree with the proposal that I have made. You do not agree with the proposal that I have made. You would oppose and express a reservation. Sir, could you repeat? Your microphone was not on when you made your statement.
Sí, efectivamente, señora presidenta, presentamos reservas respecto a su propuesta. Gracias.
Thank you. We have several delegations wishing to speak. Please, we have only 6 minutes or so before we need to stop for lunch. I'd like to finish, if possible, this discussion and come to a final conclusion. So please make your interventions brief and to the point. Argentina, please.
Al inicio de este debate, parecía que había dos posiciones. Por una parte, la información que nos proveía el JECFA, y por otra parte, básicamente, la opinión sustentada por la Unión Europea y por China respecto de que faltaba más evaluación científica. De estas últimas intervenciones, creo que ha quedado prácticamente claro, al menos en lo que respecta a los miembros de la Unión Europea, de que no se trata un problema científico. Con lo cual, si bien en un inicio estaba de acuerdo con su propuesta, me pregunto a dónde nos va a llevar, porque en realidad vamos a concluir una nueva evaluación de riesgo y nuevamente algunos miembros del Codex van a decir que eso no es suficiente. Con lo cual, en principio, Argentina apoya la aprobación del límite de residuo en el trámite de 8. Si no hubiera otra instancia, aceptaría que a la brevedad posible se evalúen los datos de la manera que lo solicita el JECFA para que la próxima comisión adopte una decisión definitiva. Respecto a su propuesta de elaborar directrices sobre la forma de evaluar estos factores legítimos que a veces impiden la adopción de decisiones en trámite 8, Argentina sugeriría que la comisión no dé como instrucción la elaboración de directrices, sino que se elabore un documento de debate y se debata. Porque si hay algo que la comisión en su momento tuvo en claro, es que muchos de los otros factores legítimos corresponde que los regulen los gobiernos nacionales y no el Códex. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina. Norway, please.
Thank you, Chair. First of all, I will support your proposal as a compromise. Primarily, we wanted it back to step 6, as we said before. Secondly, I want to express our support to what was said by the European Commission concerning the differences between risk assessment and risk management, and to remind us that we are now dealing with risk assessment. But mainly I support your proposal, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam. South Africa, please.
Madam Chair, thank you very much. I seem to have lots of problems with regard to what I've heard today on this issue, largely because I gather that we really have a debate about an issue of principle, a principle in the sense that in one side of the argument, there's a complete prohibition of the use of hormones. And on the other side, we are trying to elaborate as MRLs for the use. How do you hope to ever reconcile those two views and have a standard developed? So I really cannot support your suggestion. I find that perhaps middle ground lies in what Canada proposes, and if we can try and match what Canada, the Canadian suggestion says, and yours, in trying to facilitate completing the exercise with the inclusion of MRLs for pigs, then perhaps we would have made some progress. But I really have a huge problem that we might ever be able to complete this, given the real issues. Thank you.
Thank you, South Africa. I just remind you that you speak of principle. It's important for everyone to keep in mind that this body is a risk management body. It is guided by science, but the only factors, it is legitimate that there are factors, risk management factors, that we consider when making a final decision. We are having a difficult time, given the guidance we've given ourselves so far, coming to that decision. What we're trying to find is a way forward. I respect your answer, and I take your reservation. United States, please.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to just return a little bit to some of the points that were made in the original intervention by Canada, so that we don't lose them. One was the notation that our debate today really focused on concerns surrounding the data related to pigs, and that they proposed adoption of the cattle MRL at step 8, and we would like to support that and think that that is warranted. We really have no objection with the proposal. It will be a challenge, but I think it is worthwhile to consider. We do note that you indicated that it would be taken without prejudice to the current issues, and so I'd just like to make a suggestion regarding the issue that we have on the table right now with rectopamine. And that is, again, the suggestion by Canada that we have an expert consultation and understanding the resource concerns of JECFA, the United States would be willing to host a specialized consultation that dealt simply with the study, the Chinese study, to look at and how it would affect affect the MRLs that are before us now, and so we would propose that, and as well associate ourselves with the other comments from Canada in terms of how that would carry out. We certainly agree there's other legitimate factors and that other things can be dealt with that are important, but other organizations can deal with those, as Argentina noted, governments. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, United States. So you do not support the proposal that I have made. You wish to ask this commission to accept adopting cattle MRL for cattle at step 8 and an expert consultation to focus on issues strictly having to do with science. Is that correct?
We did not have objection to your proposal. However, we noted the part that it would be without prejudice that we to the current issue, and as a separate side issue, we would like to host an expert consultation on the Chinese data and how it affects it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, United States. Let's move. We have to move very rapidly now. Cuba, please.
Suscribir de una manera íntegra los planteamientos que expresó la delegación de Brasil y considera que no hay razón alguna para que esta norma no se apruebe en trámite 8, por lo cual, de no suceder el hecho, Cuba pide que quede expresamente su reserva en el acta final. Muchas gracias, señora presidenta.
Delegates, thank you, Cuba, first. I'm afraid it's actually past 12:30 now. We need to break for lunch. I think we're very near to a conclusion, but we can't continue. We're going to have to return to this, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to return to this after lunch, and we should try to wrap this up as soon as possible after lunch. First, some housekeeping announcements from the Secretariat.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Just again to say that the plenary meeting of the G77 will be held in the Malaysia Room B227 right now following this session. And also to specify that the Near East Group will be attending the G77 meeting in the Malaysia Room, and they will have their own meeting as soon as the G77 meeting finishes. Again, invitation also participate in a side event on Codex information sources from 1 to 2 p.m. in the Austria Room. Lunch will be provided. And to remind you that we are going to have a screening of the STDF video informing us about the Standards and Trade Development Facility, a joint project of several organizations, from 2 o'clock here until 2:30. Thank you very much. We reconvene at 2:30. Obviously, I have only said those where there were no invitations specifically provided. There's an event on scientific advice from 12:45 to 2:15 in Lebanon Room. And lunch will also be provided. Thank you.